Hello, welcome to this episode of A Place in the Conversation. Just a word of introduction as we get started. Our guest today just recently graduated kindergarten, and as they shared about life, they got excited about friends and started to share names, and we thought it appropriate to bleep out those names rather than share them through social media and everything. So there's going to be a few times that you're going to hear bleeps throughout the interview. And in those moments, our guest is just sharing the personal names of friends that are important to them. So just by way of introduction, so you understand what's happening during the interview. Thank you very much, and we hope you enjoy.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Place in the Conversation. My name is Dan Neiswanger. I am the spiritual formation catalyst for A Place in the Conversation. Today, I am flying solo. My partner, Nick Everhart, is not here. But I am joined by a very, very, very special, very, very special friend today. Somebody that I have known for their entire life. Her name is Briella. And so I am just extremely glad to have her join me. And we're just going to talk about life a little bit. So Briella, why don't you say hello?
Hello.
So Briella, how old are you?
I'm six.
Six. Okay. And so Briella, you and I first met first probably at First Baptist at church, and then at Jam Daycare, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you went to Jam Daycare, and then most recently you have gone to Avon Grove Charter School, and you just graduated from
kindergarten.
Okay, fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about kindergarten? Because, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in kindergarten. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what's it like to be in kindergarten these days?
So it's like when there's different classes, but you only go there at different times.
Okay.
But you have your own classroom. You stay in for some of the day, and then you go to, at my school, we call it special, and we can go to library, music, STEM, gym, or art.
Okay. All right. Cool. And so out of all of those specials, which was your favorite special?
Gym.
Gym. Okay. Why was gym your favorite?
Because we got to learn about soccer, basketball. We got to do stretches. We got to do a race, and it was super fun.
Okay. All right. And so you are a little bit of an athlete. You play on different sports teams. What sports teams do you play on?
I used to play on soccer. I'm going to get signed up for basketball, and I play softball.
Softball. So, okay. So soccer, softball,
And basketball.
So out of the three of those, which is your favorite?
Baseball.
Baseball. Okay. All right. And so why is that your favorite?
Because I can hit the ball far, and I can run to first base, and even I can get it out.
Okay. All right. Very cool. All right. That's very, very cool. I've been to see a couple of your soccer games. I don't think I've been to see a softball game yet.
Well, I already had my last game of the season.
Oh, well, that's
So maybe the year after next year, I'm going to play softball again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. You'll have to give me a schedule, and I'll have to make sure that I get there and get there to see that. And a little while ago, almost a year ago now, you had a big change in your family. Somebody new was added to your family. You want to tell us about who was added to your family?
My baby brother, Trey.
Trey, okay. And so how is it to have a little brother?
super good.
Okay, cool. And what makes Trey so special?
Because when I tickle him, he laughs so hard and he makes this sound.
That's so cool. That's so cool. You know, and just the other day I saw Trey and he was starting to do something that was really kind of cool. What's he starting to do these days?
Walk.
Man, that's just so cool. And so do you help him? Do you help him walk?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. All right. That's really cool. And so Briella, what else is like something special that you like to do?
This is what I like really love. I like playing games.
Okay. So what kind of games are your favorite?
Yeti and My Spaghetti, and I like, I have this cool game, and I only played it once, and it's like a whole USA, and you have cards, and you have a dice, you roll the dice, that's where you put your person, you put on that color, and then you pick the color of the card, and you have to look at, because it's either pitcher, guess the state, and guess which one starts with that letter.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that sounds kind of complicated. Is it a difficult game or is it an easy game?
It's difficult and easy.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Well, now what was the first game you talked about? Something about spaghetti?
Yeti and My Spaghetti.
Yeti what?
Yeti and My Spaghetti.
Yeti and My Spaghetti?
Yes.
And so what is that? What is that game about? I've never heard that game.
So you have a red bowl, and then you have so many spaghettis, you put the spaghetti on top. And then you have a Yeti, you put it on the spaghetti. And then you got to try and pull this spaghetti out without letting the Yeti touch the bottom of the bowl.
Oh my goodness. And so you take turns pulling out the little pieces of spaghetti, and the last person who pulls a piece of spaghetti out and makes the Yeti fall, they're the loser?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That is so cool. So next time we hang out together, you've got to bring that game.
Okay.
Because that's cool. Like, I would love that game. That's a very, very, very cool game.
Pastor Dan.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you go to game night if you go to game night a couple months, we'll bring Yeti and My Spaghetti.
Okay, okay.
We bring that game.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. That sounds like a good idea. I like that. And Briella is talking about game night at First Baptist Church. So you bring that game to game night.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right. That's very, very cool. That's very cool.
And so, I'll bring the new game.
Oh, you'll bring the new game, the one with the map and everything. Mm-hmm. Cool. So Briella, you also have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I remember his name. Is it Lucas?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about Lucas.
One day we were gone and he ripped the carpet up right next to the door.
Ooh.
And he also ripped the floor up.
Ooh.
And he scratched the wallpaper.
Okay.
And so now we have to put him down in a cage downstairs.
Okay. All right. That sounds like that's probably a good idea, because he sounds like he misses everybody and he's trying to get outside and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but you and Lucas hang out together all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like whenever somebody's laying on a blanket or a pillow, he just comes lay on the blanket.
Oh, does he really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When my dad folds clothes, he just goes and jumps on the clothes when he just washed them.
Oh my goodness. Now, is that something that your dad likes or your dad doesn't like?
Does not, because then it gets hair all over the clothes.
All over the clean clothes. That is not a good thing. That is not a good thing at all. So, yeah. What's your favorite thing to do with Lucas?
When I play baseball, one day I was playing baseball with my dad. He threw the ball. I hit it. Lucas, he ran over and got the ball.
Oh, my goodness. And did he bring it right back or did you have to chase him?
We had to chase him.
You had to chase him to get the ball back.
Even when we play fetch the stick, I throw the stick. He goes and grabs it. He doesn't bring it back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's kind of like the dogs I have. Yeah, they kind of, some dogs are really good about bringing it back, and some dogs kind of like to play keep away almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. So, Briella, what else do you like to do? What else?
I like to make crafts. I like to do math. I like to do reading, and I like to exercise.
Okay. Let's talk about math for a little bit because, you know, when I was your age, math was not fun for me. I did not enjoy math at all. But you enjoy math. Mm-hmm. Why do you like math?
Because sometimes math has fun things where you get to use things and then you can use those things to write math and you get to measure those things.
Okay. All right. So how about talk about what kind of math did you learn in kindergarten this past year?
So we learned about time. No, wait, we didn't learn about time. We learned about, pluses and minuses.
Okay.
Like 6 + 2 = 8.
Okay. All right.
And 6 - 2 = 4.
Ah, okay. All right. So that's the kind of stuff that you were learning in kindergarten this mm-hmm. year. That's very cool. And you also said that you like reading. Mm-hmm. What kind of books do you like to read?
I like to read, what's that book called? Amelia Benelia.
Okay.
And I like to read this one book, Moon Zoom.
What is Moon Zoom a lot about?
So there's like two mice and then they want to go to the moon. And then they end up making a rocket going to the moon. And then when they make it to the moon, they are going to have a picnic. But then one of the mouses, they crash on the moon. He went to go fix, but then when he was done, he fell asleep.
Oh.
But he was supposed to have the picnic. And then the other mouse was waiting for him, and then Space Mouse came.
Oh, my goodness. What happened when Space Mouse came?
They all ate, except the one mouse.
Okay. All right. That sounds kind of cool. So when you were in kindergarten, did you go to the library and have a chance to pick out books and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And we played centers. We did some centers, and it was really fun. They even had this cool one that was a marble run.
A marble run? So what's a marble run all about?
So you have, like, these tools, and they're tombs, and you put them together, and then you have a marble. You put it in that, and then it goes through them, and then it makes it to the bottom.
Wow, so you got to kind of experiment in a way and like make your own marble runs?
Mm-hmm. And when I was in each center, I was with my best friend.
Okay.
And there was just two persons there, me.
Did you know before you went to kindergarten?
No.
So you went to kindergarten, you didn't know her, but you met her. And she became
best friends.
Well, that's really kind of cool.
I miss her so much.
Yeah. Yeah. We're recording this at the beginning of the summertime. Mm-hmm. So are you guys going to get to go to, let's see, what comes after kindergarten?
First first grade.
Oh, so are you guys going to go to first grade together?
Yeah, we're going to the same school.
Okay. All right. Cool. So you'll get to see each other when you go back to first grade. Mm-hmm. That'll be very cool. You know what, that as you're talking about that marble run, mm-hmm. you know what that kind of reminds me of?
What?
Is one of the last times you and I spent time together, mm-hmm. We built a car run.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Really fun.
Yeah, remember that? We kind of took a whole bunch of tubes and pieces of cardboard, and we built this big kind of track, and we would run these little cars down the track, and we would got to see how far we got to get the cars to go. And that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing that. Enjoyed doing that with you. So yeah, that was cool. So one of the things that I know about you is that your family likes to go to all of the parades. Mm-hmm. And so do you like going to parades?
Yeah.
So what about the parades is special for you?
When they throw the candy.
They throw candy?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I might have to start going to parades. Do you think it'd be okay if I picked up a candy?
Yes.
Oh, it would be. Okay, good. All right. All right. Well, that's kind of cool. What else do you see in the parades besides people throwing candy?
Well, sometimes they hand out necklaces.
Okay.
Like one time I was at the Kennett Parade, my mom Esther, she was in it, and she handed me a red necklace.
Oh, okay.
It went around me.
Oh, that's cool. That's very, very cool.
She drives a Kennett bus, so she was in that parade.
Okay. All right. That's very cool. Yeah, that's Grandma Esther. Yeah, yeah, I know her. Yeah, we're good friends. So that's really cool. So I'm glad to hear that. Do you ever see any fire trucks in the parades?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Always, okay.
And the only fire trucks that I see are the sirens that go in a circle, and they make a loud, loud sound. So and those parades, they're like the soldiers, and they shoot out the guns.
Ooh, okay. All right. How do you feel about those loud sounds that those fire trucks make?
Oh, horrible.
Do you? Yeah.
Gotta, like, cover my ears.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they, you know, and they're there for a reason, so that whenever they're rushing off to a fire somewhere, you know, they can make those loud sounds, and people will hear it. You know, and get out of the way. So
the thing that makes me freak out is the guns from the soldiers.
Okay.
Because when they shoot it up in the air, it makes this boom.
Okay.
Sound. So when they did that, the parade, I went to my mom and I covered my ears.
Okay. So was it comforting whenever you went to your mom? Did you feel better?
Yes.
Good. Good. Well, that's important. That's really good. So now as you think about summertime, so you're done with kindergarten, you've graduated kindergarten, you're getting ready to go to first grade, and you have this whole break of summer. What are you going to do during summer break?
So on Sundays, I'm going to go to Mimi's pool.
Okay. All right.
Aunt
Kathy's pool. All right.
And Friday, tomorrow morning, I'm going to King's Dominion.
King's Dominion?
All the way in Virginia.
All the way in Virginia? Get out of town. Have you ever been there before?
Yes, it's my second time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like lots of fun. What's your favorite thing at King's Dominion?
The roller coasters.
No way. Are you a roller coaster fan?
Yes. Like, when I last went through in August, before the first day of kindergarten, I went, the first roller coaster I went on was a wooden one. And it went like up and down, up and down, up and down. And it was a wooden roller coaster.
Oh.
Oh, I did not like it.
I'm going to tell you, you know, there's one person in this room who's afraid of roller coasters.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
You.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I do not like roller coasters. They do not. They are. They do not. Nope. They are. No, I will.
And this time Trey's coming, and they even have little roller coasters for little kids.
Oh, yeah.
And Trey's going to go on, like, there's this monster truck one, and we get to drive around in circles. Trey's going to sit next to me, and I'll drive.
That sounds perfect for me. Like, if I could fit on that small roller coaster, that would be perfect for me. Oh, that's where I would want to go.
There is a roller coaster that only goes like this, and then it's over. Just like this.
Up and down one time?
Yeah. Actually, it goes like this.
Up and down one time is a perfect roller coaster for me.
No, it doesn't go like that.
Oh.
It goes like, and circles, and sometimes it goes on the side.
Okay.
So it's right next to the little kids' rides.
Okay. I'm perfect for the little kids' rides. If I could fit on them, that would be where I would go. That's where I would hang out. I'm not on big roller coasters.
You can't.
So when we go, when I would end up at places like that, I would sit on the bench and wait while Miss Rayanne and Nancy, yeah, would go get, and they would ride the roller coasters, and I would sit on the bench and wait for them to be done, because no, this doesn't do anything for me. So, but I'm excited for you. So what else at King's Dominion do you like other than the roller coasters?
They have a water park.
Ooh.
And they have like this jungle gym. It is huge. It has 3 buckets of water where you get, if you stand under there in time, it goes.
It dumps on you?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wait. You never should go to Nickelodeon's water park, because if you stand under that bucket of water, it's not water.
What
it's
is it?
Slime.
Slime? Oh my goodness. No, I don't want that.
So if you're wearing a bathing suit and you don't notice that the bucket's turning on you, it's going to be slime.
Slime. No, I don't need slime. I don't need slime. I don't want to be slimed. So I'm not going to go to Nickelodeon's place. But that's it. That's good. So what else are you going to do? So you're going to go to Mimi's and hang out at the pool. You're going to go to
King's Dominion.
I'm
also going to have a play date with my teacher and all my friends.
Oh, that's very cool.
I can't wait.
That sounds very cool. That sounds very cool.
Well, on the weekend, I'm actually going to be sad because I'm missing one of my friend's birthday parties.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's my friend.
Okay.
We were super fun together.
Okay.
And he was even on my bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
I'm going to be in his big brother's first grade class.
Oh, my goodness.
But his big brother's going to second grade.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be in the same room that his big brother was in next year.
Last year.
Oh, last year. He was in that room last year, and so you're going to be in that room next year.
His teacher was Mrs. Shire.
Okay. And is that going to be your teacher next year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you already know who your teacher's going to be. That's fantastic.
You know what? My kindergarten teacher is having a baby.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's cool.
You know what?
What?
It's July.
In July?
9th. Maybe the 9th.
Maybe the 9th. Wow.
It's 10 days from Trey.
Well, you know who else was born in July?
You.
Me.
The 18th.
The 18th of July. How do you know that?
I don't know, but last year we didn't celebrate your birthday.
I know. Yeah, well, that's
because
okay.
You weren't a pastor.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there last year. That's
it
right.
It was Pastor Tony.
Pastor Tony was there. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, you're on it. You got it. You got it all figured out. So Briella, I'm like, that's all just so cool. And I just want to thank you for sharing a little bit with us about your life and about what's going on in your world. And that is just so exciting. Every last little bit of it. Today we got to go out to lunch We got to hang out for a little bit. We went to lunch at Friendly's.
And I got a make-your-own ice cream. And it was vanilla, no cherry, and no whipped cream.
Yeah, I need to tell you this story. Because I asked Briella, I said, well, you know, maybe we'll go out to lunch at Friendly's. And Briella said, well, I don't know about Friendly's. I've never been to Friendly's. And so then we got down to Friendly's. And all of a sudden, it got time to order ice cream. And Briella said, yeah, I want to make your own sundae. And I want no whipped cream. I want no cherry. And I want gummy bears. And I want gummy worms. And I just started laughing. And I said, for somebody who says they've never been to Friendly's before, they certainly know how to order their ice cream.
No, I have been to Friendly's before, but I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, so I misunderstood. And it was funny. And it was really good. We got a good laugh out of that.
I haven't been there in a long time, so I do remember how to do ice cream, but I didn't remember where the place was.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't remember what it actually was.
Oh, what it was. Okay. All right. But once you got there, you remembered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a whole lot more sense. That's it. That's helpful. So let's talk about one last thing before we go here today. Over lunch, you started talking about one of the big changes that's going on in your life right now. You started showing me that all of a sudden you were missing what?
My best friend.
Well, no, you were missing some of your
teeth.
Some of your teeth. Yeah. So how many teeth have you lost?
I lost 5.
5? Oh my goodness.
So I lost 2 of the top front teeth, and I lost 2 of the bottom front teeth. And yesterday, I lost one that's right next to the 2 front teeth.
Oh my goodness.
On my right.
On your right hand side. Okay.
Like that.
All right. I see it. Yeah. And you told me there's another one that's a little bit loose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's on the other side.
On the other side. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Excuse me. And you told me you didn't want me to help with that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay, that it'll come out on its own. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, because I volunteered to help, and you were very quick to say no to that.
No way. No. You are not using tweezers.
No, okay. All right, not doing that. Okay. All right. So, Briella, is there anything else that you wanna share with us today?
How old are you?
Oh, how old am I? Well, Briella, I'm going to be 55 this year.
What?
Yeah, I know, huh? Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to be 7.
7, I know. Like, we're in, like, 2 totally different places in life, aren't we?
I am super tall.
Yeah.
When I was in kindergarten, I first went, my friend Bryson, he said, you look like you're 7. You look like you're in 2nd grade.
Oh, because you were so tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I was the tallest kid in my class.
Well, that's very cool. That's cool. So I think just everybody, as we get ready to say goodbye for this episode, I think Briella just kind of hit on something that I think is really important. Briella is 7.
I'm turning 7.
She's turning 7, and I'm turning 55. And we've just sat here and had a wonderful conversation about all different pieces and parts of life. And, you know, and sometimes we miss great conversations because we don't think that maybe somebody who is very different than us age-wise, maybe they don't have a lot to say, or maybe we don't have a lot in common, or maybe we can't learn a lot from each other. But if we would sit down and if we would talk and if we would have the conversation, there is certainly a lot to learn from each other. And it's in the sharing and it's in the conversation where we start to connect, start to grow. And amazing things truly begin to happen. So Briella and I want to say goodbye to all of you who are listening. And I want to just remind all of you that until next time, may you be abundantly aware of the Spirit of God alive and well and at work in your world.